Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin.
Uxorem virumque cano. I sing of the wife and her husband. Infinitesimi, qui primus ab oris terram fato profugus. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me get behind myself. In ancient Rome, students went to school with their wax tablet, a tabula rasa, a clean slate, and their stylus, or metal writing utensil, much like tablets today, without the electricity. So, even in a power shortage, you had to do your homework. Quaestio. Did electricity exist even before it was discovered? With your tabella, your notebook, in front of you, you might notice paginas, pages, in which you can write your fabula, your story, fabulous, with your own stylus, pencil. You might even have a capitulum, a chapter, or two, or three. And you might even write a fiction. Fiction directly from the Latin fictionem, the nominative fictio, a fashioning or feigning. Then your work can turn into a book. What is interesting is that the Latin word for book is liber, as in library. The Latin word for free is liber, as in liberty. And the Latin word for children is, you guessed it, liberi. Leave it to liber. Speaking of leaves, book pages are sometimes referred to as leaves. So leaf through a book today for inspiration. But how do we begin our Titanic tale? Where? When? Ask yourself a single question. Quid si? Quid si? What if? Do you need to write a fabulous opening? Like Virgil's epic poem, The Aeneid. Arma virumque cano. I sing of arms and the man. Arms meaning battles and battle gear. The man being the intrepid Aeneas, and cano, I sing, is the epic poem itself, singing about and gazing at the vast battlefields and at the single individual Aeneas. All this in three Latin words. That's a lot to ask. Still, quid si? Quid si? What if? When I was 9 years old, I began writing and drawing cartoons on a small notepad the size of your open hand. I wondered, what if? I listened to things, bees, bells, buzzers. What if a ball of fuzz from under the bed and a doorbell became heroes? Yuge! I created Fuzzy and Buzzer. As an only child, I had plenty of time to write and draw. I drew hundreds and hundreds of cartoons. None of them were very good. Still, quid si? What if? What if? I continued to draw cartoons for yearbooks and newspapers. Eventually, I created a very successful cartoon comic strip called Physic Rules, registered at the Library of Congress. It ran in newspapers in Canada, Asia, and the United States. But This is a fabula for another time. For now, MVPs, be inspired. Inspiro. Breathe in. Keep reading. Keep writing. Keep drawing. And importantly, keep listening. Oh, and one more thing, don't forget. To get the imagination going, ask quid si, what if? If your mater and pater wonder what you're doing, turn to them and politely say, quid si, quid si. Maybe they'll give you kimchi, cabbage. You never know.
And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.